Good morning. With us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, a non-political question. Can I ask you it?
Of course.
All right. What is stainless steel, holds 22 ounces of liquid, dishwasher safe, BPA-free, twist-off lid with fold-down sip spout with a straw inside, and has an integrated loop handle for easy carrying and could possibly help end the fun drive?
Well, yes, this may be the best thing that WAMC has ever had. It is, of course, the exclusive Lockbox Premium, the personalized WAMC water bottle. It doesn't get any better. It's just not another one of those things you shove in your car. It's gorgeous, number one. You get your name on it, I think 15 characters, so you can get your name on it. It goes in the car, and it's really a beautiful thing, but the point is it helps to incentivize those people who haven't yet decided to get into the Lockbox, and we hope that they'll do it. Why? Because this radio station is dependent on everybody. We are so close, we can actually, within the next basically 2 weeks, we're able to get enough to get halfway in the drive if everybody does something. So all we're asking now is that everybody consider it. This premium would be $125, but the fact of the matter is, forget about premiums, forget about anything except getting this thing done. And if you love your station and you want it to be whole, this is the way to do it. Lockboxwamc.org, or even call here. You know, you could do it, 1-800-323-9262. And then, you know, somebody will take your pledge.
Now to the big news of the day. And of course, tonight we will be witness to President Barack Obama's State of the Union address. And in it, he's expected to address economic issues, inequality. He's expected to call for free community college, among other things. And we're seeing at this moment in time his popularity back up.
That's right. One poll yesterday said over 50%. 50% is a huge marker in American politics, much better than the men and the women in the Congress. And, you know, 50% shows that when you start to speak out, when you start to lead, when you do things like say, okay, we're going to make sure that we have equality of opportunity by giving everybody a chance at a community college and not people who are only poor and not so that everybody says there's something in it for me. It was a brilliant stroke. There is so much that he's doing here. And all that can happen is that the folks in the Congress look at him and say, wow.
Will there be a wow when it comes to Governor Andrew Cuomo's State of the State address
tomorrow? Well, he's got a lot of stuff in there, too, you know. I mean, he's really given it all out. One of my favorite things is he's talking about setting up some kind of commission now, which will evaluate pay raises for legislators. And to use the colloquial phrase, he's really sticking it to them. He's basically saying, okay, if you don't have an outside job, we'll give you more and like that. And, of course, Shelley Silver makes all of that money on the outside. He ain't going for that. The other thing is, because they didn't do it in the last session, they have to wait for a whole other 2 years. The pundits are saying this is to make them happier. I have a feeling it's going to make them very unhappy. And of course, his whole strategy clearly is to drive a wedge between the haves and the have-nots who are in the legislature.